We'll be reading from Luke chapter 6, verses 43 to 45, which is on page 1034 in your pew Bibles. It's 1034. Luke chapter 6, 43. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. This is the word of the Lord.
Great, can you hear me? Fantastic, it's good to see you all. Thank you, Victor, for reading. Feel free to keep your Bibles open or just look forward. The verses we need will come up on the screen. But before we start, let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the truth of your word. Please, would you now help us to sit down and concentrate, and would you plant your word deep down in our hearts so that we can be more like Christ? And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, please do look up. So, the Bible tells us many wonderful things about God and about us. And in the verses we just read, Jesus tells us how we as human beings operate. Jesus tells us how we operate as human beings. Now, he's not telling us how we operate physically or biologically. He's not telling us how we eat or how we walk or how we run or how we drive a car or how we fly a plane or how we ride a horse, which probably would have been more appropriate for Jesus' time. No, Jesus says something far, far more important. Jesus says, if you want to know the reason why you say the things you say and you do the things you do, then this is where you need to look. Jesus says, what we do, what we say, comes from somewhere inside of us. And to do that, Jesus uses the example of a tree and treasure. Now, I wonder if anyone's got a tree handy that I could use? Anyone? No? Okay, well, just keep that thought for a second. Let's read the first few verses again. It will just come up on the screen for us. It says, no good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. Now, what do you think Jesus means by this? What does he mean? Well, I think I need that tree. Has anyone got a tree handy? Anyone? Anyone? Back in my day, we used to always bring trees to church. What's happened? Where? Oh, gee. Oh, how convenient. Oh, there's a tree. Oh, my goodness. There we go. Oh, just move it. Oh yeah, tree. There we go. We've got a tree. Now, I wonder, what kind of tree do you reckon this is? Any guesses, anyone? What kind of tree? Any other guesses? Apple tree, any other guesses? Yep. Apple, yeah, any other guesses? A tomato tree, yep. A tree that lives on earth, yeah, good one, yep, yep. A leaf tree, yep, great. Any other takers? Oranges, pear tree, plum, great. Well, let's look at the verses again. Let's look at what it says. It says, verse 44, for each tree is known by its own fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor grapes picked from bramble bushes. So I guess a better way to find out what kind of tree this is to look at the fruit it's produced. Now it just so happened that this tree produced some fruit a while ago, and I spread them around the church, well, along the pews. So kids, if you want to pick up a fruit that you can see around you, and bring it to the front, and then we'll put it in this basket. Oh, thank you. Great. Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Oh, fantastic. Good job. Any more? Any more? Yeah, well done. Good stuff. Well done. Now, what do we have here? What do we have here? We have apples. Fantastic. So this is the fruit produced by this tree. So it must be an apple tree. Just stick that on there. This is an apple tree. We know it's an apple tree because of the fruit it's produced. Now, Jesus says, we're sort of like trees. You can tell who we really are by the kind of fruit we produce. Except the kind of fruit we produce, it's not actually fruit. It's not like an apple or an orange. The fruit we produce are the words we say or the things we do. Verse 45 says this. Look at what it says. Verse 45, next one. I'll read it here. It says, the good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasures produces evil. Now, no, it doesn't actually say good treasure in your Bibles. It says good things stored up, but that's just another way of saying treasure. So we'll stick with this version. It says good treasure and evil treasure. It seems to be saying the fruit that comes out from a person comes out from their hearts. The treasures of their hearts. So, can this apple tree produce oranges? Can it produce oranges? You're fairly quiet, I can't hear you. Can it produce figs? Can it produce pears? Why not? Because it's an apple tree. It can only produce apples. Well, that's just like us. We can only produce what's inside of us. Jesus says, the things we do come from inside of us. Now, you might be saying, well, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. If someone pushes me and I push them back, it's not because I'm a pusher, is it? These verses say no. If you push someone back, it's because deep down, you're a pusher. Or if someone says bad things about you, and then you retaliate by saying something bad about them, you might think, well, I'm not a bad person. I don't say bad things about people. These verses say no. If you say something bad about someone else, it's because deep down inside your heart, you wanted to say those bad things. Remember, you can only produce what's inside of you. What we do and say, the things stored in our hearts. Now, I wonder, how many of us always respond with good words when someone says something bad about us? How many of us? None. Maybe sometimes, but not all the time. You see, we all of us have both good and bad responses in our hearts. Now, to show you this, I've got an example. There we go. What's this? It's some water. It's a glass of water. Now, yeah. H2O, that's lovely. It's tasty. It's good for you. Now, let's see. Oh, no. What happened? There's a bit of water on the floor. Let me ask you a question. Why is there water on the floor? Why is there water on the floor? Because I spilled it, because I hit my arm. Yep. Anyone else? Why is there water on the floor? Yep. Because I hit the glass. Yep. Why else is there water on the floor? Another way you could say there's water on the floor. The reason for water on the floor is because there's water in the cup. It's not honey that's on the floor, is it? It's not orange juice or apple juice. It's water because there's water in the cup. If I want honey to come out of the cup, then I need to put honey inside the cup or juice or whatever else I want. So what's inside of the cup comes out of the cup when it's hit. In fact, hitting the cup just actually served to reveal what was really inside, didn't it? And so, these verses say, if we want to change what's inside of us, then we need to actually go to our hearts. So, just to remember what we heard about earlier, we learned that the things that we do come from inside of us. Now, so that means if we really want to change our behavior, the words we say, then we need to start on the inside, our hearts. Back to our tree. During the singing, the lovely singing that you all did, I felt really thirsty. And I thought, you know what? I quite fancy some orange juice. OJ, it's really good for you. Yeah, orange juice, yeah. Anyone? No? Okay, just me then. Anyway, I fancy some orange juice. And actually, because I'm quite clever, actually, I want to have my own lifetime supply of orange juice. But I like them fresh as well. So I think I might need an orange tree to do that. I think I might need an orange tree. What am I going to do? I know. I can get some oranges from this tree, right? Yeah? Can I get some oranges from this tree? Why not? Yep. It's an apple tree. It can only produce apples. Oh, what am I going to do? I need my orange juice. Oh, I got an excellent idea. It just so happens there's some oranges knocking around. Hey, look, some oranges. How about if I'll tell you what, this is a clever solution, isn't it? How about if I did this? Yeah, I'm gonna staple some oranges onto my apple tree. Oh yeah, there we go. Oh, look at that, lovely oranges. Ooh, can make some fresh orange juice in the future when I want it. Lifetime supply of oranges. Oh, there we go. Hey, we've got an orange tree now. Round of applause, no? Why not? Yeah, that's a good point. So when all these oranges finishes, when I've run out, what's gonna grow back next year? Apples, and the year after that? Apples, why? Well, because it's an apple tree. I can't simply change this tree by stapling oranges onto it. It's an apple tree, it's always gonna be an apple tree. If I want a new tree, do you know what I need to do? Well, I need to go to the roots. That's where it really matters. Can you see it? Big words, it says root. I need to go to the roots. Dig this tree out and plant a new tree. That's the only way I can get an orange tree. I need to plant an orange tree. Jesus says, if we really want to change the kind of fruit we produce, the kind of words we say, the kind of things we do, we need God to dig deep down inside of our hearts and to give us a new heart so that we can produce good fruit that pleases him. If I want others to think that I'm nice, yeah, I can focus on being nice and doing kind things and nice things. That would be great for a while, but soon enough you might catch me being grumpy and not so nice. Why? Well, it's because I've kind of stapled on good behavior, nice behavior. I haven't really changed where it matters. Just like sticking these oranges on this tree. It looks good for a while. It looks like an orange tree, but we all know it's not really an orange tree, is it? We can often do that sometimes, can't we? We can staple on nice behavior and say nice things. But if we only do that, then we're not really changing who we are we? All we're doing is we're working on the outside. We're not working on the inside where it matters. We don't want to be fruit staplers, no. We don't just want to staple on good behavior. Why? Well, because it's not real change. Let's go back to our passage, verse 45, and see what it says. The other side. Thank you. It says, the good person, out of the good treasure of his heart, produces good. And the evil person, out of his evil treasure, produces evil. Basically, this is saying, what we treasure in our hearts, that's what's going to come out. What we treasure in our hearts, that's what's going to come out. That's why I'm wearing a pirate's hat. I wonder if you noticed. That's why I've got this massive treasure label stuck onto me. Why? Well, because I love treasure. I'm a treasure seeker. And you know what? In fact, I reckon we're all treasure seekers. We all love something. We all, for adults, we all worship something, don't we? And so this passage tells us what we treasure in our hearts is what we're going to produce. Well, let me ask you this question. What do you treasure in your heart? What do you treasure in your heart? If you treasure being someone who is clever and the smartest, then maybe at school, when someone gives the right answer, you might find yourself feeling a bit jealous or annoyed. Why? Well, because when they give the right answer, they're kind of threatening your treasure of being the smartest in the class. Or when we lie to our friends about something we haven't done, and we say things that aren't true, isn't that because we treasure being liked by people? So we say things that aren't true? Or if you treasure money and gadgets and toys, then you'll probably find it hard to be generous because you don't want to give away your treasure. Let me speak to the parents for a moment. How does our parenting of our children reveal to them what we treasure? When our children misbehave and we react the way we do, why do we react like that? Is it because they threaten something we treasure? Maybe it's a bit of peace and quiet. That's what we treasure for the moment. Or maybe it's what others will think of us, our identity as parents. Now, I think it's a good question to be asking ourselves, isn't it? Are we seeking to primarily disciple our children in their behavior, or are we seeking to disciple them in their hearts? Do we teach them to fruit staple on good behavior? Or do we help them to change where it really matters in their hearts? Of course, this isn't an easy fix, isn't it? Is it? I don't claim to have the solution, but it's a good question to be asking, isn't it? Of course, because we're a church family, all the adults, we're all involved in discipling our children, aren't we? Not just the children, but each other. We're all involved in discipling each other in our hearts, encouraging each other. How do we seek to grow spiritually and mature as Christians? Or if we want real growth, if we want real change, then we need to focus on where it matters in our hearts. And that's what we do here on Sundays. That's part of doing that as well. So, final slide. What do you treasure in your heart? What do you treasure in your heart? It's a good question to be asking, isn't it? What do I treasure in my heart in those moments I find myself getting angry at the kids, or jealous, or judgmental of a work colleague or friend? What do I treasure when I get frustrated with someone at church? Or when I react by saying a cruel word to someone I love? What am I treasuring in those moments? What are the treasures stored in my heart that causes me to react like that? If you want to grow and change where it matters, then it's a great question to be asking. Why? Well, because we learn about who we really are. We learn what we're like. We learn what we treasure. And then we can ask for God's help to change what we treasure. We can ask God to help us choose the right kind of treasure, the good kind. Because if we choose the wrong kind, the wrong things in our hearts, then we're always going to be trying to protect it, because it's in danger of being stolen by others. Jesus says there's a better way. There's a better way to produce good fruit. The Bible says, choose the right kind of treasure to store in your heart. And what's the right kind of treasure? Well, it's the Lord Jesus. It's the Lord Jesus himself and all that he's done for us. Wanting more of him in our lives, wanting to store his words in our hearts, wanting to please him by growing more like him. If we treasure Jesus in our hearts, if we store his words in our hearts, then we'll produce genuinely good fruit. Why? Well, because that's what Jesus promises to do to those who follow him. He promises to give us new hearts that can choose the good kind of treasure. I started off by asking the question, how do we operate as human beings? Well, Jesus tells us, doesn't he? He tells us that if we really want to know the reason why we do the things we do and say the things we say, then we need to look at the treasures that we're storing up in our hearts. And a good way to store up treasure of the good kind is to take communion, and that's what we're going to do in a few moments. It reminds us of all the good work that the Lord Jesus has done for us on the cross. So before we get to that, let me pray for us and ask for God's help. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word which speaks life to us. I thank you for this passage which tells us how we operate as human beings. Thank you for revealing to us that if we really, really want to change, we need to go deep down in our hearts. But it's often the case that we can't access our hearts, but you can. And so, Heavenly Father, please would you be at work in our hearts, helping us to choose the right kind of treasure so that we can produce genuinely good fruit. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.